Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Week, another episode of the T-Bone Speaks podcast. I hope everybody's having a great 2021. And this week, we're going to talk about three key performance indicators, three KPIs that you should be tracking to that you're probably not necessarily tracking. So let's get into that. But before we do, I'm going to turn it over to Meredith and let her talk about our number one and favorite sponsor, 3D Dentists.
Hi, everyone. We are so excited to be on a roll for 2021 and have everyone here visiting with us, taking courses, online courses, joining us virtually. It has been a fun ride. Before we get into things, I do want to mention we have a new class for 2021. We have an adult cosmetic orthos, ortho foundations with Dr. Matt Standridge. This program is new for this year, and I think it's going to be really popular.
So. Yeah, you know, one of the things that we did in our practice in 2018, 19, and kind of in 18, 20,
yeah.
we made a commitment to improving our orthodontic part of our practice. Mm-hmm. And that's not trying to, I want to get it bigger, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But for me right now, it's about getting to three to five cases per month consistently, because that's another 20 to 25 grand in revenue each month. And over the course of a year, that adds up to a lot of money. And so that's why when we did this, a lot of that started from understanding ortho, understanding all of that. And Matt Standridge is one of the very best up-and-coming orthodontic instructors out there. And so we focus on straight wire with brackets and clear aligner therapy. So we want to kind of cover both aspects in that. And he does a phenomenal job. So we're super excited to have that program here in 2021 at 3D Dentist to complete our SOI, sleep, ortho, and implants. So now we have that type of training available to everybody.
Excited about that. Well, before we get into today's episode, I do have a review. It says, T-Bone rocks. I love T-Bone and everything that he does. This podcast is no different. His take on all the topics, be it clinical or non-clinical, is simple, innovative, and out of the box. He provides you with simple takeaways that can be applied to everyday dentistry. Thank you for taking the time to do this. More power to you.
Was that my mom?
I know. Goodness, you guys are really nice.
Oh, you know what I forgot to do on one of our previous episodes?
Yeah.
I forgot to give a shout out to our producer for this episode and the other episode. Uh-huh. My daughter, Aria Agarwal from so Aria special. Creations, who entrepreneurially made masks last summer for everybody during COVID, custom masks.
Now you can rent her as a podcast producer.
Yeah, so
she has a studio and everything.
Well, she doesn't. She gets access to T-Bone Studio, so
that she runs. So
that she
it's
runs.
Now hers.
But she's super embarrassed by me pointing her out. But that's okay, right, Aria, baby?
Well, let's let's get into today's episode of three KPIs you should be paying close attention to.
Yeah, so let's start with number one. But actually, let's back up for a second. So, listen, there are so many softwares out there. There's mm-hmm. so many different things with the proliferation of corporate bean counter DSOs. There's so much emphasis on numbers and tracking and all this stuff. And I got to be honest with you, it's overwhelming to me. And I get flustered by it.
That's a lot.
So I'm not trying to say that we got to get it complicated. I just want to keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm not saying these are the only numbers that we keep close attention to, but I believe that if we focus on these three numbers, okay, that we will see our practices grow and expand over the coming years. Okay. The three areas are a number for hygiene, mm-hmm. because hygiene is the breadth of your overall general practice. The more hygiene you see, the more general dentistry you do. It's pretty plain and simple. The numbers bear that out. Number two is what type of dentistry you're doing, a treatment mix percentage. And number three is how many big cases are you doing? But I look at that differently because I look at that from a what percentage of your collections is through payment plans. So mm-hmm. those are the three KPIs that I want to briefly touch on and go into a little bit of detail on each of those. And then I want you to start tracking this, and that then I want to see what happens after a month or two of looking at this, or even quite frankly, when you look at your treatment mix percentage, what insight you're going to get right away. So let me go ahead and start with hygiene, okay? So with hygiene, we're keeping track of two main things, okay? One is our pre-appoint schedule, okay? In other words, how many of our active patient base already have a hygiene appointment for the future, okay? We want to make sure that we're keeping up with that. So is it 70%? Is it 80%? Is it, if you have 2,000 active patients, do you have 1,600 of them with a scheduled appointment moving forward? So for your hygiene. So you got to keep track of that pre-appoint. And we want to keep track of reappointment rate. In other words, that would be the number of patients your hygienists see today, and that's pre-scheduled for a future 3-6 month cleaning. And that number we want to be somewhere in the 85-90% ballpark. So in other words, if your hygienist sees 8 patients a day, which is pretty typical, we want to see them schedule 7 of those patients for their next recall visit before they leave today's practice. Now, the reason I focus on those two main things on the hygiene side is it keeps track of the future. It's showing me where my hygiene department is, where my, you know, recurring shoppers or recurring patients are coming from, because what we all know is that when you have people come in consistently for your hygiene visits, your diagnosis goes up, your restorative dentistry goes up, your general practice is more sustainable and more foundationally strong moving forward. So that's what we're looking at on the hygiene side of thing, is your pre-appoint, which is what percentage of your active patient base has a future hygiene appointment, and your reappoint rate, in other words, your hygienist, how many of those patients are scheduling today for the next cleaning visit. And many of you may be thinking, why is that any different? Because we know people fall off. Mm-hmm. So if you schedule 7 today for the future, 7 of the 8, then we know 2 or 3 of those are going to fall off. And then the pre-appointment rate is where you're going to catch up with your overdue recall patients, so that you can keep track and work that list. And we saw that through the big dip, which came in October and November of 2020 for all of us from the 6 months after the COVID shutdown.
I think the key thing you said is that your hygienists are scheduling 6 months out. Yeah. Like, okay, they came in Monday at 2 p.m. So it sounds like Mondays at 2 p.m. work for you. Will March the 3rd, which is a Monday at 2 p.m., also work for you in 2021?
Yeah.
Because you take them up front and they're like, oh, I'll just call.
Right.
You know, or there's someone else waiting up there, or now it's one more person they have to interact with. Oh, I'll just call. Or you guys will call me, right? That's the worst one.
Right.
We won't call you till it's too late.
Right, exactly. You know? Or we don't have time available.
Right, or we're looking to fill something, which is hardly ever. Right. So, no, just get them on the schedule, and then you can always rearrange it then. Move it 2 weeks out, move it 2 weeks out, and go from there.
Always be proactive.
Right. I think, so hygiene, pre-appoint, and reappoint is probably number one on your list. And then treatment mix. I was really interested in this when we were talking about it. It was kind of like one of those aha moments, like where should everything be? Like what I was asking, like what percentages, but then I think when you said, well, it all comes from hygiene and start there.
Yeah. So one of the things I pay close attention to is my treatment mix percentages in revenue in our practice. And I break it down. I want to kind of go through what we look at is I look at my hygiene department, which are going to be prophy, perio, and guards in our practice because we do our guards through hygiene, okay? I look at general dentistry as one vertical in the practice. And with general dentistry, that's going to be exams, fillings, crowns, root canals, and basic extractions. So that's going to be my general dentistry. Then I look at my advanced dentistry, and that's typically going to be 6 units of crown and bridge or more. So in other words, when I'm doing veneers, full mouth rehab, or partial veneers, or I'm sedating a patient and doing 6 crowns all at a single visit, you know, where you prep them all at once and they're paying for it all at once. So I consider that advanced restorative, and that's another vertical. And then I break down what we teach really well here at 3D Dentists, our implant practice, our sleep apnea practice, and our ortho practice. So what I'm doing is I'm taking our overall production and collect production, and I'm breaking it down into those verticals, hygiene, general dentistry, advanced general dentistry, implants, ortho, and sleep, and I'm keeping track of that. And when I first did this, probably about 8 or 9 years ago, what I saw was that 80 to 90% of my practice was either hygiene or general dentistry. And that's not what I wanted it to be. I'm not saying there's something wrong with that, but that's not what I wanted it to be. I wanted to be focused on implants. I wanted to be focused on sleep. And that's really where, for me, the aha moment came in, that I needed to be more fine-tuned to those areas of advanced restorative, implants, ortho, and sleep, because that meant for me, that's how I was going to grow.
Right.
That's how I was going to be less insurance dependent. That's how I was going to be able to bring in another dental provider within our practice and not necessarily have to double our practice. Because to double your general dentistry, you have to double your physical space. You have to double your hours. You have to double all those things. But
and by, work a lot harder.
Yeah, you know, some people like physical labor.
I was going to say, that's the only way.
So we want to focus on your treatment mix percentage in those verticals. Again, hygiene, general dentistry, advanced restorative dentistry, implants, ortho, and sleep. And then if, you know, let's say you're a high endo type of practice, then maybe endo is one of your verticals and you take that out of general dentistry because you love doing endo. You might bring that out. But that's kind of what I'm looking at on a regular basis of how my treatment mix percentage is going.
Okay, so we have for three KPIs you should be paying close attention to. We have treatment mix percentage, and we've talked about hygiene pre-appoint and reappoint rates. So our last one is payment plan percentages.
Yeah, so, you know, when I learned this from, all this stuff I learned from other people or stuff like that. You know, this is very, very little is my own invention. Nothing new under the sun. One of the things I learned very early on was, at the time, it was third-party payment plans. And what we learned then was that 10 to 15%, the best practices had 10 to 15% of their collections came through third-party financing or third-party payments. And the reason for that is, if you're totally dependent on insurance, there's some negatives to that. If you're totally dependent on what patients can afford to pay you all up front or their portion all up front, there's a limitation that you're setting for yourself. So the thought process behind tracking what percentage of your patients are paying via payment plan, because back then when I started 20 years ago, everything was third-party payment plans. And today it's third-party payment plans and in-house payment plans. And that means you're presenting more dentistry, you're getting patients to do more dentistry at one time because you're making it affordable. And we've discussed this at length in our practice about the and on our podcast about the importance of in-office payment plans at length, and we're happy to discuss it more.
Yeah.
But what I'm paying close attention to is how much of our collections is coming from payment plans, third party and in-house. And what I want you to shoot for at the beginning part of this is I want this to be in the 15% range. In other words, I want you to go from, you know, most of you listening are probably in the 3-5% range. For those of you that have implemented in-office payment plans,
and you're financial menus.
The way we've talked about
options.
You're probably in the 10-12% margin, somewhere in that ballpark. I want you to try to get to 15%. Now, best practice, and some people will disagree with me, I want to see this number in our practice closer to 20-25%, because that means we are taking a little bit more risk. We are doing more dentistry.
Doing bigger, larger cases.
Doing more dentistry at one time.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say larger cases.
Yeah.
Just doing more general dentistry, taking that general dentistry and doing two or three quadrants at once and moving it into advanced restorative dentistry, because you're doing more than 6 units at one time.
Right.
And people can have a couple of crowns in each quadrant. If you sedate them and do all of it at one time, suddenly that general dentistry over 4 visits becomes 1 visit of advanced restorative dentistry. And the easiest and most important way to get people to say yes to that is to allow them to make it affordable through payment plans, whether third party or in-house. So,
and offer sedation.
And offer sedation.
If you're not doing sedation, we also have a course for that. In April, we have our next course with Dr. Brian McHugh on oral conscious sedation.
You just built that right in. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I mean, but you said it. You said, you know, sedate them, do 3 quadrants at once, but nobody wants to lay there for 4 hours for 3 quadrants at once, 5 hours.
Yeah.
But with sedation, it makes it easy.
Absolutely.
For someone who's not even nervous.
Absolutely. So that's what we want to kind of look at. And so, again, I'm interested in you tracking this number and seeing where you're at, knowing your score, okay, seeing where you measure up, okay? And then I want you to make a plan of how you're going to get to good practice level and best practice levels, okay? And I promise you that if you make your goal for the first 3, 4, 5 months of 2021 to focus on these 3 key indicators, you will see your practice move in a better direction, whether that's more profitable, whether that's more revenue, whether that's more of the dentistry you want to do, whether that's just taking back control of your practice,
taking more time off,
whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So focus on these oh, I'm sucking today. I'm so sorry, everyone. Take a focus on these 3 key performance indicators: hygiene pre-appoint, reappoint, treatment percentage mix, and your payment plan percentage of your overall collections, and you will see your practice move in a positive direction. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Do me a favor, share this with others, share it on social media, send us your comments and feedback. We love hearing from you, and we love getting reviews so that we can expand our reach. Just like your practice grows through referrals, our podcast, our business, all of this grows through your referrals. And thank you so much for being an avid and consistent listener to our podcast. And I'll see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.